Well, my brothers and sisters, I must say this is a rather strange experience today to do this live stream, a communion service with just myself and Karen here today in the church. It does remind us of these very strange times that we're going through right now, and that they do continue. And we do continue to pray and ask that all of you do whatever you can to stay safe out there. You know, this first reading today is a familiar one to those of us who pray the Liturgy of the Hours with regularity. This lament from the prophet Jeremiah is one of the Old Testament canticles used during the four-week Psalter that we rotate through every 4 weeks. And every time I recite this prayer, it reminds me that God's chosen people suffered greatly. They were his chosen, the ones through whom he would reveal himself to mankind, his most exalted creation. God is revealing that out of pure love, he gives us free will, which allows us to make bad choices, to sin, and therefore bring suffering upon ourselves and, unfortunately, upon others as well. The kings of Israel had turned to idols and false gods and had been overtaken by their enemies, in this case, the Babylonians, around the year 600 BC, and have also been beset by a great drought, and famine, and the people were suffering greatly. And Jeremiah prays this beautiful prayer for their deliverance, asking that God not reject them for the sake of his glorious throne. Jeremiah is the voice of truth, crying out in the wilderness during a time when false prophets uttered lies in the name of God. Perhaps there is a familiarity in a parallel with our day. In today's gospel, Jesus returns to the house and separates from the crowds. I love that term. He goes home. He returns to the house. So he's separating from the crowds and going to be in the midst of his disciples. The crowds represent the still unbelieving Israel who he's been trying to deliver the good news, his message to, but they're having a hard time to accept it. So from now on, the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus' attention is directed more and more to his disciples and to their instruction. Today's gospel is addressed to them alone. He becomes their teacher. In particular, Jesus' teaching today is that, like in Jeremiah's time, in all times, opposition and contradiction will always be present in the kingdom here on earth. The weeds and the wheat grow up together, side by side. Some will choose a life of sin and evil and to be children of the evil one. And others will choose to be children of the kingdom, to be disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is clear about what happens to both: the fiery furnace for those who choose evil, shining like the sun for all eternity in the kingdom of their Father for the disciples of Jesus. Another dimension to this gospel today is perhaps less obvious, and that is that the weeds grow next to the wheat within our own selves as well. The wheat are the good virtues we must practice so they become habitual, such as prudence and temperance, fortitude and justice and fairness. The weeds are those deadly sins we can fall prey to by listening to their false gods. In many ways, the false prophets of today preach these false gods such as security can be had apart from God, or that the status and positions offered by this world are more important than storing treasures in heaven. Let us focus during this time of challenge on removing those sinful weeds that grow up alongside the virtuous wheat within ourselves, and therefore provide good Christ-like witness to all those we encounter. And just a quick reminder and a little plug that our St. Albert the Great Teaching by the Deacons series continues tonight. We're going to be doing these every Tuesday night at 7 p.m., rotating between the deacons, and the deacons can teach on any subject that they feel called to teach on. So we live stream these teaching sessions, just like the Mass, here on our parish website, our Facebook page, our YouTube channel. And I will be teaching tonight on the subject, The Human Quest for God. So I hope to see you all at 7 p.m. tonight on our live stream platforms.